And we turn now to Susan Weddington. She's the state chair of the Republican Party in Texas. Hello, Ms. Weddington. What about this action by the Democrats?
Well, Democrats have taken the low road once again in leaving.
It always leads out of Texas.
It always leads out of Texas. And they may be as loyal Democrats, believing that they're doing this for the right reason, but they're doing it in the wrong way, and they're doing it based on the wrong record.
Ms. Weddington, what about the basic issue that you all got a redistricting plan 2 years ago drawn by the federal courts, and at that time, according to the Democrats, the Republicans didn't want to spend money on a special session to talk about redistricting?
Well, there would have been no point in having a special session after the last legislative session because Democrats were still in control of the legislature, and it was the Democrat Speaker of the House who did not even put a congressional district plan before a committee until the last week of the session, ensuring that there was no possible way that a plan could pass. Just because Democrats have not done their duty for the last several decades and ducked the issue of redistricting in order to preserve gerrymandered lines does not mean it's the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to comply with the law.
This is not a plan by Tom DeLay to increase his standing in the House of Representatives?
Redistricting is done in the states. This is about Texas and the people of Texas. Tom DeLay is a Texan, so undoubtedly he and many other Texans have an interest in the plan. But the plan is being drawn by the state senators and the state representatives, and it should be acted on by them. They should not be in New Mexico. They should be here in Texas working with the majority party to draw fair districts that give minorities greater opportunity for representation, that fairly reflects the population shifts, so that we return to a state where we do have one man, one vote, which is not the case today.
Susan Weddington, chair of the Republican Party in Texas, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.